Hi, I'm Rhys Dunn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Off Topic.
For rights reasons, the music played during the show has been edited out. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Off Topic with me, Rhys Dunn.
Me, Rhys. I'm not Rhys. I was just going to say me, Rhys Dunn again. Maybe I should have just stuck with it and you guys could have picked up on that.
And just carried on everyone.
Yeah.
Rhys Dunn.
So yeah, with me, Rhys Dunn.
Me, Harry Baker.
And me, Rhys Dunn.
Why did you say Harry Baker? Why did you say Harry Baker?
I don't know.
I was put off by their ramblings.
Oh God!
Just before we began.
Anyway, so Harry's back this week.
Your miniature argument.
Harry's back this week alongside two other Reese's that have joined us.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hi, Harry.
All healthy now.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, hi, Harry.
I've recovered from the plague.
Good.
Yes.
Good. It wasn't really a plague, though, was it? It was just a consistent cough.
It was a very persistent cough. It wasn't a persistent cough, but my flat phoned me to told me to. Ring said doctor.
How not do you do it? Do you know how to do it?
I would have usually done. No, well, I use my
phone.
Phone.
You dial 999. You tell me.
No, you know 999.
Yeah, you got to waste the time.
No,
the
no, I just rung the doctors, and
did you go through the university?
I just rung the doctors.
Were you home? Or were you in
I was
New York?
Here. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
I had to describe. I've never done this before because I'm used to like a little. Doctor surgery in the countryside.
Yeah.
A lovely little, you know.
There's that
yeah.
farmer with like a
thing.
Fork in his leg.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no.
The wife dropped a
honestly,
fork on my leg yesterday.
No, it's more like, this cow sat on me.
Yeah.
But you know.
You
and then.
Like American. This cow sat on me.
This cow sat on me, you see?
Sure it did. But I'm not used to ringing up and then the woman at the reception. Asking me what's wrong with me.
That's the worst thing, isn't it?
And I'm there going,
what's
listen, are you the doctor?
Yeah, you're the doctor.
And I, you know,
this is where you say something really weird.
I always do me. Yeah. They don't let you in, and I go, I have something on my balls, and they always go, okay, we'll get you booked in today. But you go, I've got a cough that I've had for like a month, and they go, nah, mate, you're not getting it to see the doctor.
Yeah, it's like the first defense.
You just say something weird, like I sat on a Buzz Lightyear toy and it went straight up.
Yeah, precisely.
I sat on one. Yeah. Sat inverted commas.
Yeah. So. Anyhow, I got past that, and then, well, no, I didn't get past that boundary, because then she just said, ah, right, okay, would you like to book an appointment? I was like, well,
would
yeah.
you like to book an appointment? No, I wanted your advice.
Yes, that's the reason I rung. The reason I rung you was to get an appointment.
Person who couldn't get the doctor's job, that's who I wanted to speak to.
Precisely. So, and then she went, ah, okay, well, we're very busy at the moment, I can get the doctor to ring you, and I went,
yeah.
All right, fine. I was happy. I just don't want to talk to this stupid woman
that's
anymore.
That's all right, because it...
Now...
Chances are your problem's not that serious.
This is the thing I've never done before. I've never had the doctor ring me and me
not?
Describe my symptoms. I've never done that. I'm used to just sitting in a room and going...
Taking your trousers off. And
hello, doctor. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Like, hello, doctor. The doctor that I've had since birth. The one that I sort of...
He birthed.
He knows me.
Into the world.
Yeah, he brought me into the world. Like,
and now he's fondling your testicles.
But like, and now I've got to speak to this...
Life,
this woman was incredibly... she was a doctor, so she knew what she was doing, unlike the receptionist.
The receptionist was a doctor?
No, the receptionist wasn't the doctor, that's the point.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But anyhow, the doctor rung me back literally only half an hour later, so she can't have been that busy, but... Yeah, and I described said symptoms. Obviously, when you describe your symptoms, you make them worse, so she is more likely to subscribe, like, horse tranquilizer to you or something.
And just put you down for good.
Ketamine.
Yeah, yeah.
You want ketamine.
Well,
yeah,
Boots
if you
didn't sell it.
I can get you ketamine.
Or Oliver Stokes.
I don't need it this week.
Oliver Stokes,
Oliver Stokes cannot get it.
So then what was wrong with you then? Just illness?
Well, I knew what was wrong with me. And I wasn't going to ring the doctors, but my flat, you know, the caring flat that I have,
yeah.
said you should probably ring the doctors. So they told me that
so
I had to
ring,
they literally...
Ring the doctors.
So basically, I rung the doctors, and Alana sat there and made me, she said, you will ring the doctor in more scary.
With a wagging thumb.
Yeah, she used the Sheffield pointy thing. Yeah, and I knew that it was just flu, and then the woman, the doctor, said,
"You've got flu."
It's flu, and I was like, I should have just said, "I know," but you can't do that, can you? You can't just go, "I know," because then why did I ring her? Knew, yes, yeah. But like, yeah. It was just flu, and it's one of those things you sort of just got to wait. No, you just got to wait till it will it passes. Because otherwise, you get. Do you know when you take lots of antibiotics?
Yeah, you build up.
And you build up a resistance.
Yeah.
So
resistance, it's going to kill us all.
Precisely. So, yep. I don't really have antibiotics. I think I've only had maybe three different runs throughout my entire life.
I've just figured something out.
So. I'm down Calpol on a night.
You know why Harry's always louder than all of us?
Why?
It's because he talks. This close to the mic.
Yeah, he does.
He talks now. This close to the mic.
And he slightly tilts his microphone.
Yeah. This is the distance.
You know what? I don't. I don't. Because that's the mic I use for mine. I just don't know how to not tilt.
I always talk into the side of the microphone because that's what you're going to do, isn't it? Like
no.
No, because
I just fixed my mic.
Like,
it's fine. Yeah, because I didn't know that.
So anyway, so you wanted ketamine from your doctor?
Yeah, she didn't give me it, and I've just got to wait till it passes, so I've almost
some
more
heroin
and it sorted itself.
I mean, you look fine now.
You say that, he doesn't usually look fine.
No, he doesn't.
With a face like that.
Yeah.
And eyebrows that are bigger than his eyes.
Yep, I know.
I like your hair, though. You do have nice hair.
He does
like
have nice hair.
I don't have nice hair. I don't like my hair.
It's really stylish.
It's because I got it cut the other day, Gareth.
And you have nice teeth as well.
And I'm not going to lie, I spent the... I don't usually... You make conversation with Paul.
Just keep going.
Oh, I love Paul.
You make conversation with
Paul
because he is he.
Hairdresser.
Right,
really
he is he.
Legs, Harry.
I am I.
No, you make conversation with everyone.
Yeah.
I don't talk to hairdressers, really, right?
Like
where did
chin.
You... Did you go in York?
I went to the Crew. Crew.
Oh, right.
It's really good in there.
Is it expensive
absolutely
in there?
No, 12 quid.
That's
not
expensive.
I pay a tenner
at home.
I pay a tenner at York.
In Bradford.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Bradford.
Yes, in
where
Bradford.
They could cut your
yeah,
neck
but I pay
five
at home because I know my hairdresser as well, Gareth.
Yeah.
Huh?
In Middlesbrough, I pay five because I know my hairdresser.
I don't know my hairdresser.
7
You've
quid.
Been going
for me
that
and
well.
I know mine.
That's
I've been going for four times.
Yeah, but now look at your hair and now look at mine and Harry's.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is why you
but
pay
I'm
£5.
Pounds.
Will, where do you go? Where do you get your hair?
I get Paul
at Crew. Goes to Crew as well.
Oh, dear.
So basically,
recommend it to everyone.
He talks to Paul all the time. They
get
chatting all the time because I was sat there at the same time. Because I was getting mine done. Who was
I
getting mine
done
by?
I have no idea.
Some other guy. But then I went again.
I didn't have Paul, though.
The other day.
Oh, no, I did have Paul.
I went the other day. And it was a woman doing it.
Yeah, I got...
I didn't know that. I thought they were all just guys. And I feared for my life.
It's 2017.
With a woman.
I feared for my life.
Why?
I was sat there going, if you slip up, those scissors will kill my brain. It was
why were you so untrusting of a woman?
No, because
I trust female hairdressers
more. No, it wasn't because it's because she was doing it so fast. I was there going,
oh
my god, this is amazing. I was like, don't move, Harry. Don't move. Because the guy gave an excellent haircut, but
it was a bit slow.
Maybe half an hour sort of thing.
Yeah.
She literally did the same
half
haircut.
An hour?
Yeah.
In like
a long time.
5 minutes.
It's not
minutes,
a long time for a haircut.
Literally 5 minutes. She was there and she was and I was like, don't slip! Please don't slip! You chop on my ear or something!
I went to the one in Whitmer-Watmer Gate, and I... He Bless cut you. My ear. He was cutting my hair, and he cut my ear, and he went, oh, I'm really sorry about that. And I was like, you ju-. And I went, oh, it's alright, mate. Like, as if it wasn't a problem, but it was such a problem. And that was the worst haircut of my life.
Go to Crew.
Well,
if you get,
I am happy with the one that I'm at now.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And I pay less
ear.
Than 12. No, I don't go to that one again. I never went back. I got one on... On Fossgate, on a warm gate called Jorvik Hair.
Thrilling
right.
conversation.
And it's a tenner.
For people who cannot see us.
Yeah, people don't know what we look
and
like. Right, well,
living,
how about explain this? How about explain this?
Okay, so
right.
Gareth looks like a fat Justin Bieber.
And everyone else has. Everyone else has really good haircuts.
I think I'm about to use the C word on the radio for the first time.
Even,
Will,
it didn't.
Year.
It didn't critique anyone else. He just
he didn't describe any of us. He literally just described you.
Right, go on, Will. I want to hear
the
rest of your.
Fat Justin Bieber.
So there's fat Justin Bieber, then there's who else?
I mean,
Choose your words carefully.
You look like what's his face from Trainspotting. Since you've told me that,
Sick
I can't,
boy.
Yeah.
Can't, oh, what an insult!
Where have you been, Mark?
No, no,
I take care of
him. Guy from Trainspotting.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Justin Bieber is like quite nice.
Yeah, you
he's
look
not
like...
fucking fat though, is he?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You should have.
Wait, what's Harry then? I'm sick just... boy, and he's fat. Justin Bieber. What,
oh,
what's
shit.
Harry?
I don't really know.
Ed Miliband.
Ed Miliband.
Ed Miliband.
If Ed Miliband and Daniel Radcliffe had a son,
he'd look like Ed Miliband and not Daniel Radcliffe.
I can sort of see Ed Miliband, yeah.
And you look like a farmer twat from Norfolk.
This has turned into an insult.
I was just angry.
You do look like a farmer, though.
Why do I look like a farmer?
I'll give the farmer thing.
Thank you.
You look like a farmer who wanted to be a ballet dancer.
Okay.
So
I'm fabulous.
Because you're too skinny to be a farmer. Like, you need to have some, like, podge on you to be a farmer. I mean, put a podge for your height.
No, I think we could give him podge.
That was my belly.
The problem is this show does not have a visual side to it, so people are just hearing,
so
like...
Gareth just touched my belly and it said it was warm.
We need a camera in the corner of the room, don't we?
We do, like Howard Stern sort of thing.
So yeah, no, hair-wise, not physical appearance and face, what hair?
You call me fat! I got fat hair.
No, I called you a fat Justin Bieber.
Yeah, based on your hair. You have fat hair.
Your hair is fat, PH, though.
Yeah.
Like fat. Like thick.
Yeah, I can tell that Gareth's not happy. It. We should...
Yeah, let's do
it.
Let's do a song and then we'll move into what we're doing for today. This is Jake Bug with Taste It.
Jake
Bug
talk.
With Taste It. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
can, we make, can we make like an 18 radio show?
Yeah, this is an 18.
Like, no,
this is a 15.
We'll do an 18 radio show where we just record what we say in the breaks.
that's a good idea. Because we do have the real conversations during the breaks.
I was going to say, we're kind of more real when the breaks on.
That's true.
When the songs
I'm sure the listeners at home appreciate you chewing into the mic, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they love it.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to describe to them what I'm eating.
Right, okay.
Chocolate milk buttons.
And Gareth's talking head. Right, okay, so this week's title of the episode is going to be How Well Do We Know Reese? But I think
not
we should do this for everyone. Of us.
Oh, okay.
With the same questions.
So. Oh, that's going to be.
Oh, same.
So,
yeah, that's good.
What?
But,
okay.
I could mess with you.
But you all have
so
to put
much.
A fire in for your prize money as
no,
well.
I will, no.
So essentially, whoever wins mine, you're next.
Okay. Oh, that's a fair
okay.
Oh, so then you're not even profiting a fiver.
So, well, you might be if you win all of them.
Mm.
True.
Yeah, but how am I going to win?
All right, shut up.
But you don't win your own, obviously.
So, you can make,
so you're losing
you can make
a fiver, but you might gain
you might win
15.
It back. Essentially, this has cost me a fiver.
You.
That's what the game. So basically, this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna ask a question, and I'm gonna say you have, let's say 15 seconds to write down your answer, and then don't show anyone else your answer. And I'm gonna go across each person, and I'm gonna say, what is what
you.
Is your answer for each one?
This is gonna be difficult to not. Show anyone
yeah, just don't show anyone. Right, okay, so the first question of the How Well Do You Know Reese quiz is, what is Reese's favourite film?
Shit.
Departed.
I should have said that.
Your favourite or your best film?
My favourite film. Okay, what is Reese's favourite film? I'm sure you listeners all know what my favourite film is.
Oh, shit.
Maybe,
you.
Maybe it could be an old film. Could be a new film. Who knows?
I know this is in your
just
top.
Just trying to keep the...
I'm trying to remember your list. And I know this is in your top 10.
Can we have two guesses?
No, you're allowed one. There's one answer, so there's one guess.
Okay.
Let me see. We need some, like the Jeopardy music or something.
Are we all
right,
done?
So you have, a top 100. So
he has a top
whoever's
100.
Closest to number one
yeah,
should win that
that's,
point.
That's the
correct?
Idea is. It is at the top of my 100.
Well, yeah, so...
Obviously,
because whoever is closest
film.
With their
second
answer...
Second on that list wouldn't be your favourite film.
No,
that
but for
true.
Example, if I've said the fourth or the third or whatever, and one of you guys has said
no,
the
no.
second...
Oh, we have
you
to
either,
get closer.
Because I'm doing this on points, so whoever gets the point...
Oh.
At the end of the round, whoever has the most points...
Ah, okay.
Right, let's just give us the answer.
Let's just go for it then. Just give us the answer.
So,
well, yeah.
No, that's what we're going to do it right.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Is it one sheet of paper per...
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's waste of paper, mate.
Yeah, well, try and get five on each one. Okay, so I want you to turn around and show me the thing. So I'm going to go through each person.
No, I think you're wrong.
Right, did you just have the answers on that?
No, I don't. That's the glory of it. Okay, so Will, what is my favourite film?
Sound of Music.
No, it's not The Sound of Music. Gareth.
American Beauty.
No.
King's Speech.
Oh, you're all terrible
is
people.
It Vertigo?
It's not Vertigo. It's Fargo.
Oh, no.
I have said it multiple times. I have said it.
Hang on, how? So that was X.
Where are
and it's
our
actually...
films on your list? Sound of Music's up there.
Sound of Music is not on my list at all. American Beauty is number 10, I think. And King's Speech is like 46 or something.
Oh, it was on the list.
Gareth is probably highest with that, but still, you know, nobody gets a point in that one.
That's annoying. But oh well.
Okay, so.
I agree with that.
I think we're going to do like.
I feel like I'm not going to win this.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say. So we're going to sort of do 5 questions and then we'll have a break for a song.
Yeah. Next question.
Right, okay, the next question.
Getting impatient.
Who is Reese's favourite music artist at the moment?
Is it band or...?
I'm just going to say artist and then you can decide whether it's band or...
Okay.
Or a singular person or a band. Could be either.
He knows it. He knows it because you've had a conversation.
We've all had a conversation. And you know how I know we've had a conversation is this person has been on the radio. Like, I have played this person on the radio before. And I mentioned that they were my...
You've got a shit taste in music.
Oh, do I? That's very rude if you want points.
Well, Reese, I think you're a really good taste.
Thank you, Gareth.
Some
points for Gareth. right. I'm just trying to sort some music out here.
I probably will. You actually do have quite a good taste in music. I just didn't want to...
You can't take it back now,
Can we get on with it?
Trust me, I can't.
I thought you were going to give us 15 seconds.
I've got nothing.
I've got the timer up now, but it's going to take time.
I'm gonna I know this isn't true, but I'm going to put it anywhere because
okay.
I know it annoys
you. So you all have the answer now?
Yes.
Okay. Will, what is my favourite musical artist at the moment?
Jake Bugg.
Well done, Jake Bugg. Gareth?
I put the 1975.
Harry.
I put Jake Bugg.
Hey! Nice one.
I didn't really.
I didn't really.
No. I put, just because I know it annoys you, the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, okay. I've seen Jake Bugg live.
Same.
Recently.
1 point to Will. Will is now in the lead with the
Jake.
LLD
You also movie. Love... Favorite album is his first album.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's not.
Which
it's
is your
favorite
song?
Which
is don't
the point. The
favorite
hates.
Song by Jake Bugg. Ooh, it might be. So you won't know them, so there's no point me telling you.
No, but I know
them.
Song?
All Your Reasons, maybe?
Oh, okay. Yes. Great.
Yeah,
song.
Oh, yeah, great song.
It's one where he sings, right?
Actually, no, it's not.
No, he's singing that.
I quite like Lightning Bolt, to be fair.
No, that's the one that like fake fans know.
So, yeah, no, I like that one. I'm not a fan of Jake Bugg, but I like that song. Yeah, I'm a fake
All right,
fan.
If you know Jake Bugg, then you'll know that.
Yeah,
song.
No, I don't really know.
Okay,
him,
question
but
3.
Like that song.
Where would Reese like to live?
What, in the world or in England?
In the world. Where is the place I'd like to live?
My ass.
I'll just give you, if you can guess the country, I'll give you this one. But if you can be more specific.
But if we get the place that's in the country... No, it should be the place, not the country, because I'm going to be specific.
What, like the town?
Well, just the place.
All right, well,
it should
we'll
be
just
whatever
say
you...
Well, we'll just say place, and then I'll decide whether we give the thing or not.
I'm going to be completely wrong.
Same.
Because I don't think it's an obvious place.
It's probably Mexico or somewhere.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Argentina.
Mexico sends... No, Mexico's full
of... Oh, Donald Trump walks in.
Mexico's full of rapists and...
Of course it is.
What's it called? Rapists.
Sex
and
offenders.
Is that what he says?
Thieves.
Let's move on to the answer.
Right, okay. Are we ready? Okay, yeah. Will, where would Reese like to live?
I probably got this wrong, but based on a conversation we've had recently, York.
No.
No?
I like York, but not enough.
California.
California.
Yeah.
Well, that means mine's wrong, because I put LA.
Yeah,
No, I would probably say Canada is probably where I'd like to
Oh,
live.
I was thinking Canada.
It's
I think we spoke about this.
Canada's like upgraded America, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't live there.
See, I've only got York. I have text proof of you saying you've fallen in love with
York.
I have
fallen in love with York.
So. York is lovely.
But yeah.
York is lovely.
Oh, I could live here.
But
okay.
No, it's not.
Right, question 4.
Sorry, pause.
Yes.
You just said Bradford's better than York.
Oh, no. There are a lot of places in Bradford that are way nicer than York. No.
That's not true.
No, I imagine. I'd give him credit for that.
Yeah, there are nicer parts of Bradford than the worst parts of York.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what you've got to
But
think.
The best parts of York are way better than the best parts
of Bradford.
No,
you're wrong. Well, you've never been to Bradford. How would you know?
Right.
No, I'm telling you it's a fact.
I'm telling you it's wrong.
Right,
Question 4. Question 27.
What is Reese's dream job? Hey, that is so much better.
I can't concentrate with that.
Tough shit.
Okay, fine.
What is it specific?
No, I've forgotten what it's called.
It's a specific job. My dream job.
Yeah.
I love this music. Jeopardy. Have you used to watch Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, that's your time up. Right. Okay, Gareth. We'll go reverse out of this time. Harry, what is Reese's dream job?
I put voice actor.
That is correct. Voice actor. Gareth.
Director.
Will.
Yeah, director.
Do you not remember that?
I know that you believe that you're more likely going to become an editor.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's true. But no, my favourite job would be a voice actor.
Oh,
I appreciate directing.
I can't believe I didn't put that.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I said it, you went,
no! He said that, I was like, I should have put that.
This one is one that Will sort of hinted at earlier on. What does Reese think is the best film ever made? I'll give you a clue, it's not my favourite film.
Best film.
I've mentioned this film a billion times, but nobody will know because nobody remembers when I say this. Nobody's seen this film, I guarantee.
No one's seen it?
No, I guarantee.
Well, I wanted to put... That's just so the
you
audio
said,
peaks.
Earlier on, you went, I'm going to speak at this level, I'm not going
to... No, I've just made it peak just to annoy you.
Okay, time is up. Okay, Will, what is the best film ever made, in my opinion? Okay, that's an automatic no then.
Like, I put like, I don't know.
Well, you didn't write anything down, you don't get a point.
No.
Gareth?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Sadly not. Harry?
Is it Seven?
Yeah. It's a film called Synecdoche, New York.
No, oh,
I
yeah.
mentioned
no.
it 100 million
yeah,
times.
Yeah, it's the worst film in the world.
But nobody listens to me.
It's the worst film.
So Philip Seymour Hoffman's in
it. Yeah, it's the worst film in the world.
He died.
I'm not even going to count that as a wrong
okay.
answer.
Okay, we'll go for one more and then we'll have a break to the...
Yes, we will.
The one back.
So how many... Oh, we'll have a points catch up at the end of this.
Yeah,
one,
well, right? I'll catch up on points.
I've
okay.
got one.
I've got one.
The next question is...
I've got none.
Growing up, who was Reese's hero?
I could easily. I don't know.
Your hero.
Some chubby twat, isn't it?
Some chubby twat. In part, yes.
Oh! Come on.
You are struggling a lot more than I thought. Maybe we are friends?
Yeah, I don't think we are.
Obviously, we're not your friends, man.
Yeah. Okay, Will. Growing up, who was Reese's hero?
Your daddy.
No.
Fuck!
Darren.
You shouldn't have said that.
Well, I put your dad as well.
Harry.
That's not a person.
Barack Obama.
When he was growing
Barack
up.
Barack Obama?
Yeah.
He's not that young.
Barack Obama took office when I was 10.
Yeah, see, growing up. He's still growing
no.
up now.
No.
He's still a child.
My hero growing up was
he's
my mother.
Oh,
my
the
mother.
Other one. Come yes. on, give me him
the other one.
Come on. Me and him get half a point each.
No, you don't, because my dad is the exact opposite of everything my mother stands for.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I know, but you're half of your...
Yeah.
They don't get points.
They're not
that.
One person shared.
Yes, they are.
No,
because
they don't
when
get
two
points.
Come
Move
together,
on.
They become
Play a
one.
Song.
Okay, we're having
they
a song.
They don't get the point.
It's the Wombats. Let's Dance the Joy Division.
Ah.
This is...
And we're back in the studio, guys.
Yeah, that was a bit unprepared, that was.
That was
Didn't
expect that song. Okay, that was the Wombats with Let's Dance the Joy Division. Okay, let's crack on with the... Okay. So, how many countries has Reese been to?
Oh, that's a stab in the dirt.
Okay,
hang on, are we counting?
Okay. Yeah.
Are any of us likely to know this?
I've mentioned it a bunch
of
times.
Are we going to like count England, Scotland and Wales?
You can count England. You can count every country I've ever put my foot in. So I'll give you one. There's England, because we're in it now. Okay, that was that one. Okay, so we're looking for a number of how many countries I have been in. Will, kick us off with your first number.
4.
Wrong.
7.
Gary. 3.
Wrong. Harry.
6.
Correct.
Whoa. 4.
Harry gets the point with that one. 6 countries.
Can you name them for us?
I can name them for you.
I will name them for you.
Okay, go for
England.
Yes.
Scotland.
No.
Bugger, that's usual. Wales?
No.
Okay.
Spain?
No.
Spain.
Italy.
Greece.
Italy.
France.
Greece.
I knew Greece
France.
Was one.
America.
America.
Right, I knew, I guessed America, Greece.
Idiot.
England, Scotland, Wales.
How have you never been to Scotland or Wales?
I really want to go to Scotland.
I haven't been to Scotland or Wales.
As a group, we're going to go camping in Scotland.
Scamping.
We're going to go
scamping.
Let's go scamping in Scotland.
That's a good idea. Okay. Who is Reese's favourite lecturer? This one should be a piece of piss.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm conflicted.
Are you actually conflicted?
I've got a bit of confliction there, but...
I don't think I have.
This is probably the easiest question on
there. It was...
No. Have you actually not written anything, Garrett?
No, I've written something,
yeah. Is it sarcasm?
No, this is truthful first.
I figured it out now.
You figured it out. Okay, right.
I mean, I figured it out before, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, right, we'll do it the other way around this time. Harry, who is my favourite lecturer?
I put Steve down.
Can I pick another one now?
Gareth, go
I put Steve as well. Steve.
Will? No.
It's Dan.
It's Jenny Keane?
Oh!
She's not a bugger.
Did she lecture us for the first semester? Storytelling?
Oh, come on. That doesn't
Did you say current lecturer?
No, I said lecturer.
I'm sure he said current lecturer.
Who's Reese's favourite lecturer?
Jenny. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, man.
Bum her.
Jenny Keane, man.
She's a bit keen,
Jenny
isn't she?
Keane.
Oh, no. We don't have her.
Right, okay, next question. What is Reese's favourite TV show?
Okay.
Current?
Ever.
I don't have a point.
I'd say
of all
here.
Time, though.
I don't have anything to work on here.
No.
Give us a clue. Come on, give us a clue.
It's quite a common thing. It's not like a niche show that nobody's heard of, like my film. It's quite a common deal.
Quite common or very?
Well, it depends how you brought up.
Is it British?
I'm not telling you that. That's too much.
I don't think this is...
Okay. Let's work out. So, Gareth,
this
do you want to go first this time?
Yeah, this is a very punch in the dark.
Game of Thrones, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, I've punched in the dark here.
I've said Game of Thrones as well.
I've really punched in the dark. I've gone Little Britain.
The Simpsons is my favourite show.
Of course. The Simpsons. Is it still your favourite show?
No, it's not. It's not. It's my favourite show of all time. But
right, okay, that makes sense.
Not currently.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I always used to watch
You know
that.
What? I watched series 28 of The Simpsons.
Pre-95, it was good.
And it's just...
Okay, right, ready? What is Reese's favourite impression?
It could be Dan.
Yeah, you see, it could be. He could also... bullshit about this.
Ah, but it's the best and then there's favourite.
It's my favourite, yeah.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Favourite to do.
I'm gonna be wrong.
I'm gonna be wrong. I have a backup one. I know I can't
No, you
say
can't have
one.
A backup.
I know I can't
no,
say
No, 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 you've
one.
Got to write one thing down. You can't have a backup.
Right, okay, but I'm gonna give it a mention afterwards as like possible.
I don't think you'll get this one.
I wanna see that piece of paper you've got there.
Yeah, you can, you can. I've written
okay.
one.
Okay, Will?
I've written one.
What is my favourite impression?
Wrong. Oh, no, I need to change.
Gareth,
it
Donald
wasn't
Trump.
That.
Who?
Donald Trump.
It's not Donald Trump.
I've
got to say Donald Trump. But before right, before you tell us who it
is it
the Scottish comedian. The thing about Glasgow, if you drop a nuke on it, it'll look exactly
Billy
the
Connolly.
Same.
Polly
Colony.
Colony.
It is! Oh, I'm
Wait,
so
you,
angry!
You put Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, it totally is Billy Connolly. Thank you.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay.
Oh,
this is
annoying.
One that I don't think I've ever mentioned to anyone, but hey.
Am I supposed to be marking down?
Yeah, how many you got right? Well, you haven't got any right.
You've got none right.
You're not marking how many.
It's not difficult
math. I've got how many you've got right.
It's not difficult math. It's okay.
What is the name of Reese's mother?
Oh, we literally had this conversation like an hour ago. Oh my god.
I still don't think he'll get it.
Full name or first name?
Just first name. The second name's sort of a given.
Charlie?
I mean, you may have been adopted, how do we know?
Okay.
Is
yeah,
that
it's,
next question.
Fayang Sung
Ling. Was I adopted?
Huh?
Okay. Will, what is Reese's mother called?
Margaret.
That's correct.
Fucking hell.
Gareth.
Booker.
Suzanne. Harry.
Both on
I put Jill.
It was either Margaret or Barbara. I couldn't remember.
Okay, yeah, Will, another point for you there.
Damn it!
Next one. What's Reese's father's name?
Never told me that.
No.
I've never stuck to
Maybe I
Facebook.
Have. Maybe I told you last week on this very show.
I'll be back in an hour and 10 minutes.
We had definitely had this conversation on radio once.
I should probably write something just in case it gets controversial that I didn't write it down. Copied.
Cheating bastard.
Got some probably wrong.
Same.
Okay. Right, so.
I know mine's wrong.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure mine's wrong.
Okay,
I'm 99.9.
So, Will, what's his father's name? Alan. Wrong.
Andrew.
No.
Paul.
No.
James.
No.
Phil.
Is it Mark?
This. Is it Phil?
It's Harry.
Oh, it's Harry.
We're
yes,
about
I remember.
Why I, hate the
I
name
remember.
Harry so much.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys.
It's okay, Reese.
What is going on?
I'm still here for you.
Nobody seems to know anything about
me. Yeah, we're just not your friends.
I know.
What's the next question?
Okay, but we're gonna have a song, and then we're gonna kick off the next five.
How many is there? 20.
There's 20 questions. It's be like aware that the it's highest like that, person yeah. has two.
I know, and it's yes. two of us.
Out of 10.
Oh, have you got two as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
It's really annoying.
Take a break, and then we'll come back. This is
the
cakes.
One ahead. 100% ahead.
You're terrible people. That was The Kinks with All Day and All of the Night. And we're back with the How Well Do You Know Reese quiz. For those of you playing along at home,
which they aren't.
Why are you playing along at home? okay, let me have a look. I don't think I saved. Did I save the other one? All right, let me just have a look.
Come on.
I know. I'm sorry.
You had the
Ben Affleck's
break.
Been treated for alcohol addiction.
Again.
Really?
Yeah. Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Casey.
Nah.
Yeah, that's not it. Where did I put
oh,
those
this
in
is
the...
going great.
Know,
I'm loving this show.
Right, what,
oh, wait,
why
I
don't
have
you move on to
phone.
A question?
I
Let's move on to
phone.
A question.
I have a question.
Let's
okay.
just do a
you
question.
Win this and I'm not eating tonight.
Oh, really?
Oh, Gareth, shut up.
You can get a takeaway, Gareth, if
I
you
have any
if
money.
If I win this, I'm going to put the money towards next week.
Don't have any money.
Whoever does it is going to give a fiver.
That's a fair point, yeah.
There's no point in spending the money.
Yeah, that's actually a fair point. It's going to be the same fiver.
That's future Gareth.
That makes it through the entire group.
Okay, this is the next question. How many siblings does Reese have?
Oh my.
How many brothers and sisters? Could be one, could be two, could be three.
Could be zero.
Four.
Look like you're from a family of 13.
He definitely is, isn't he?
Could be, could be.
Could be.
Do we have to name them as well?
No. You get a bonus point if you do.
No, fuck that. You said no bonus points.
Yes, you get a bonus point if you... It's my fucking quiz. Should've. You get a point Should've if you can that. Name the siblings, possibly. Okay. Will, how many siblings?
Two.
Wrong.
Fuck!
Gareth.
Two.
It's
one of them called Jim. It's one of them called Jim.
Three.
You're none of these
You have an older brother.
No, I have one older brother. Mm. That's it.
I was
I
one
knew
away.
He has an older brother. What's
yeah,
his
but
name?
So is everyone.
What's his name?
He's called David.
Of course.
Bonus point, I knew that. I knew one of them was called David.
Bonus point, I knew that. Okay, next one.
Somebody
what is Reese's star sign?
When's your best?
I thought asking my birthday would be too personal because none of you would know. So I asked... So I asked.
No, tell him he's not allowed.
You're not allowed to look at your phone.
Tell him he's not allowed to
look at it. In my calendar, though.
So star sign is more vague. I give you all the chance to redeem yourselves as friends.
Looking into your eyes.
My eyes don't tell star sign.
Yeah, he looks like a dick.
Shouldn't have said that.
Stop overdoing that.
This show is non-usable again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well, nobody is actually policing.
Aries. True.
Okay, let's go around the room. Harry, we'll start with you. What star sign is Reese?
I said Aquarius.
Wrong.
Cancer. Garrett.
He's not Aquarius, I knew that.
Will.
Aries.
Aries. Wrong.
Virgo.
We're all terrible
God,
people.
God, thank God for
Taurus.
That.
Taurus. Taurus is my star.
Yeah, Aquarius.
No.
Aries.
No.
Taurus. Sort of the sound of
Taurus.
Same.
Yeah.
Tell him he's wrong.
Taurus is my favourite.
Move on, next one.
Taurus.
Next question.
When's your birthday, Aries?
Don't tell him. Let's just get it going. Know. Let's just get it going.
No, tell us. Why?
20th of May.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
remember
Aries.
That. And then we'll do this quiz.
I was like 2 days out.
We'll do this quiz
I'll
again. We'll
home.
Do a mix mash of everyone's at the
then
end
I,
of the
it
year.
It would have been Aries and I would have won.
That's okay. So
I win.
How many posters are on Reese's wall at home?
At home?
Yes.
Yep.
Not at your student accommodation.
Do you know that?
At home. I told you all this.
Yeah. When?
In conversation. I remember telling you.
I'm really hoping that I'm 88% sure that I'm
88%.
No, I'm 88.
I have no idea.
I'm just gonna.
This mic sounds very comfy. To do this.
It is quite comfortable. That's what I do. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
26.
Will,
seven.
How many posters are on my wall at home?
7.
One. Gareth.
2. Ah, I said 26.
100.
That's correct.
You have 100
Harry
posters?
Wins the point.
How do you have 100
Because
posters?
They're his favourite films.
I have a
He's got a poster for each of his
I have a freakishly
film.
Long wall because my bedroom is like across two floors.
Oh my, that's
so I have 100
cool.
posters on my wall.
And they're his favourite films. That's how he did the
your
order.
Your bedroom
Weirdly
is over
enough,
two floors.
I sent you a Snapchat of one
yes,
when
she did.
You streaked me
3 days ago, yeah.
I want you to send me that image.
3 days ago.
It sounds
yeah.
really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But that's
are
on
they
one
all framed
wall?
Or are they just like...
No, they're just on the
they're
wall.
They're like A4. Do you know the ones sort of in
no,
the other
A3.
Labs? Are they in
A3?
Wow.
You have 100
okay.
A3, but you have
A3
a massive room.
On one wall, there's 100 A3, and then another one there is my albums. So in total, there's 282 posters in my bedroom.
So, he was wrong.
No, I said on my wall. So, I meant my big wall.
No, he
no.
was wrong. It was
either way,
posters
you
on your
said
wall.
2 and you said 27.
Well, he's yeah. still wrong.
He's still
yeah,
wrong.
But he said film
I meant
posters.
The wall.
Yeah, but you didn't
what say what you mean the wall.
I said
the walls
film
in your bedroom.
Film posters.
So,
the other ones are album posters.
He's totally right, so.
It's because I listen in conversations,
okay.
gentlemen.
What
fuck
is Reese's dream car?
Oh, fuck off.
Dream car.
Is
right.
dream or favourite the same thing?
No, dream. Well.
The car
oh,
I want
sorry,
to own.
Sorry.
Is what, your favourite car not a car you want to own?
No.
Is it the Batmobile?
It's yours.
No. Maybe. Could be. Maybe it is.
I'm pretty sure I've got a good guess. Again.
I go first.
You should know this one. Gareth, go first.
It's the Aston Martin DB9.
That is correct. Will.
DB9? Yeah. Really? No, I put DB5.
Oh. Harry.
And I put the DB9.
Can I see
hey.
Proof of that?
No, because you should trust me.
I want to see proof of
Harry
that.
Harry
you can see
Gareth.
Proof of it.
That is DB9.
Did you put Aston Martin DB9?
I put AS DB9, yes.
Well, that's not a car.
No, it is.
I've never heard of a company called AS.
Gareth.
Okay. Question 18. How many shots...
You got one! Let's celebrate!
Right, okay.
Fuck off, Gareth!
Okay, so I'm gonna rephrase this one a bit, but it's basically how many fiction short films has Reese directed?
Oh God, this is a conversation you probably had with him.
It's because I've actually gone on his YouTube channel.
Of course you have.
I've watched them all. Oh no, I'm torn between two numbers, and I'm probably wrong on both.
I'm gonna say completed short films, not like half-assed projects or trailers or anything. So, like a full short film, how many fictional short films in completion have I done?
Okay.
Old broken.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Okay. Harry?
I said 4.
That is correct.
Oh! Yes!
Gareth?
6!
Well, 4. Correct.
I'm just gonna.
You were only 2 off, to be fair.
No, I'm not.
No, no. On your answer.
Oh, fuck you!
And
I don't even. Oh,
is that a weenie
on,
shirt?
No, actually, there's no point in you carrying on. You can't catch up at this point.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to go
damn
with the
it.
Last question here. How many instruments does Reese own that he can play?
Who cares?
Oh, no, because we've had this conversation and I hate you because you're talented. Oh, that you own that you can play?
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
Like, I might be able to play theremin, but I don't know.
I can't answer that question.
She can't.
No, I mean, as in, for when we do that in each, we all do a quiz.
Well, no, but just zero.
Yeah, true.
That's a good point.
And thanks for that extra point there, Gareth. Okay. Will, how many instruments do I own that I can play?
Three?
That is correct.
Three.
Gareth.
He didn't put three.
You put three?
Oh, he actually did put three.
Three.
I put five, I'm afraid.
Oh. So I'm going to... Can I get a bonus point for guessing him?
No.
Okay. Yes, you can, Will. If
no,
you want.
Don't give him
no.
this.
No.
No, don't give
no
him
bonus
this.
Points.
Right.
Don't
no bonus
give him
points,
this.
But I just want to know.
Okay, is it like piano?
Guitar, piano, flute.
I know you can play piano.
Yeah, you can play piano.
Do you own a piano?
He has a keyboard.
I own a piano, yeah.
He's got
a
keyboard.
Is it piano or a keyboard?
Well,
I thought keyboard.
No, I own a piano at home and then I have a keyboard here.
Okay, so guitar?
No.
Oh, drums?
No.
How many points do these two have?
Well, I'm going to go
million.
Through that.
Okay, what are the other two?
I can play the harmonica and I can play the melodica.
The
melodica is like... It's like a piano, but you have to blow into it.
Okay.
And it's really hard because you have to breathe and like remember keys and shit, and it's just not...
So sort of like a trumpet?
No,
like a piano with a wire, like a tube coming out of it.
It's more like...
And it sounds like a harmonica.
Like an accordion.
You know it sounds like
an accordion. Because that's pumping air,
isn't it? Yeah, that's kind of like it is, but instead of using that, you blow.
Okay.
So it's just not okay.
Oh, okay.
It's really awful.
That's still the point, so three.
Okay, right. So who do you think won?
I mean, I got 4 points.
Wait, we've still got two questions.
Two questions?
You said it was out of 20 and we're on 19.
Where's your other sheet?
Are you sure?
Right.
Well, it's out of 19 now.
I can answer my questions.
We've got two more questions left,
okay,
so
we
I can still
questions.
Win
okay.
this, can't I?
Okay.
I've got 2 points, because I've got four.
Right. Okay.
Have you got 4 points?
What is Reese's favourite song?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Oh, my...
Die.
That's not a song.
No. Him. Die.
I honestly don't even know. That.
In my head, I'm debating between two.
But you can't...
You can't name your own...
No, I can't.
Different question.
No, I can't.
Different question.
I've got it.
Different question.
I've got it.
Different question.
I had to come up with 2 questions, and I've got my answer.
I don't even know.
This song.
No, right? Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, alright.
What's Reese's favourite song?
The Beatles, Jude.
Jews?
Oh, yeah, Jude, or whatever she's called.
The Beatles with Jews.
Yeah.
Love those Jews, I gotta love that. No, it's not Jews. Will.
Yellow Submarine.
No, it's one of the worst songs ever.
I've not heard it.
Starman.
Oh, close. It was Life on Mars.
Oh, no. That was my third guess after Rebel.
So basically, right. So this question defines the rules.
Stop.
It's the worst person.
I was so close.
Harry's not being on the radio.
Right.
No.
Life on
Mars. Oh, look who came to join the party.
Who?
It's Oliver Stokes.
I dislike him thoroughly.
Okay.
I hope you're listening to
this.
Oh,
yes,
really
I know what it is. I know what my last question is.
Okay.
What is the name of Reese's production company? Such a bad person.
I hate you.
Does that... do you not know it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, because I've still got your card. So that means...
Do we have to get the second bit wrong?
You have to get the full title.
Because I'm not sure whether it's films or productions.
Oh, well.
Not that it matters, because I can't wait.
I mean,
are we
I think
ready?
You're wrong on both of those, if I'm being honest.
Here we go, right.
Oh, no.
Harry, what is my production company called?
Is it Starlight Productions?
Oh, my God.
Is it Rika Studios?
It is Rika
Studios.
Rika Studios again.
Yes. Did I get the same amount of points as Harry?
No.
How many points did I get?
All right, I'm going to go 3 points after we've had Amy Winehouse to sing us some Back in Black. Back to Black. That's AC/DC I was thinking of. And we're back.
Hello.
And that was Amy Winehouse with Back to Black. Not Back in Black. That's AC/DC.
That was AC/DC.
Okay.
Well,
£5 prize. Here it is in my hands. You can
crisp.
See Queenie Liz on one side, Churchy on the other.
Mm.
And the winner is... Drumroll, please. That peaked so much. well, it's a joint first, Will and Harry. with five each.
Yeah.
Should we just share? That means you give it
to
me.
No, no, that means no. He has to give us two fivers.
Oh yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you do.
You get one.
Can I think of a tiebreaker about Reese?
We'll share it.
Actually, yeah, we'll do a tiebreaker.
Oh, I was just thinking.
That's a good idea.
He knows you
Gareth,
more.
Gareth, you think of the question.
Okay.
He knows you more.
What question this are we going to do, Gareth? Yeah.
Is it to do with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has
yeah,
to
it has to be. Oh, no.
Shut up, Harry. You suck.
Oh, don't do that.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
horrible.
All right, fine. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, we only have, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, it'll take a second.
Push.
Right, Reese, go on Facebook.
You think of a tiebreaker.
No.
Because
I've got
Yeah, but what,
I've got this.
What if one question doesn't cut it?
All right, okay. This is it. How many? Oh no, wait. What is my dog called?
Dingleback boy.
You have a dog?
Okay.
Should we, do I have a dog?
What
yes.
I was
yes,
gonna say,
do.
Do I? How many pets do I have? But then I was like, what's my dog called?
I don't.
So the
no.
easy thing is that
Harry has had this conversation. He knows.
No. Maybe. No, oh no, maybe not.
If neither of you get this, then nobody wins, right?
No, no, we just keep
going.
Let's
do another tiebreaker.
Keep doing tiebreakers.
Keep
thinking questions.
Okay.
Find another question for
Will Hill, what is my dog called?
Bruce.
Wrong.
I was gonna say like
Harry
Buddy or something.
What?
Buddy or something.
No.
We need my question.
What is it?
It's Max.
Max. Right. Ask another question, but don't do the timer.
Okay, yeah, we don't
quick
have time.
Fire it's around.
Quick fire, it's quick, it's gotta be quick
What
fire.
Does the caption say on Reese's profile picture on Facebook?
I mean,
not
no,
shit
that's
like that.
Far too specific.
What is Reese's profile picture on Facebook?
It's a black and white photo of him, isn't it?
That's not
just you ask questions.
Right.
It's trying... Reese's previous profile picture.
What was Reese's first car?
You have a car?
Oh my god.
I didn't even know you drove.
I don't drive. I bought
I'm
a car
say...
when I thought I was gonna pass my test. Right, go with Harry first.
Okay. No, I'm still
Fiat
thinking.
Punto.
Citroen
no.
C1.
No, it's not a Fiat.
Hang on, no,
because
we need
French.
To write it down, because otherwise...
Yeah, you do need to write it down, otherwise it's going to be free-for-all.
You've lost anyway, Gareth.
Okay, so it's not a Fiat Punto, right?
It's not
or even better, should we just do what colour?
Yeah.
Both of you write down what colour you think my first car was, and then I'll tell you.
Yeah. It's a complete guessing game.
Okay,
totally
I'm
yes.
done.
Okay.
It's,
right, I want you to show me as well.
Blue.
So, blue... Silver, both wrong.
Okay.
Right, what right, what brand it was? Just go with the
black. Oh, brand.
go with the brand.
Oh, I don't. Oh.
Oh, hang on. No, this is a bit easy because you have to think cheap cars.
Think of a total.
To me.
Total cheap first car for someone.
Oh, hang
Ford
on.
Fiesta.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Will.
Kia.
Harry.
I was saying Corsa.
No, keep
That's
going.
A brand.
Ford.
Will.
Volvo.
Ford.
No, you have to write them down, otherwise you could still get...
Volkswagen.
No.
Persia.
No, give me the, like, the car's model. Like, what model it...
Oh, you said make.
Yeah, but
Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, what make? No. Okay, tell us the make and we'll guess the model.
Polar.
Right, okay, because I know Ford. When I say the make, you're just going to get the model straight away. Renault.
Clio.
You all got it! This is awful!
I didn't think you'd buy a French car, you dirty man.
We have, like...
How old is Reese?
He's 19.
When's Reese's birthday?
It's May.
22nd of May.
May the what?
14th of May. You could have done that. Aren't you 18?
14th of May.
No.
You're 18, right?
You both got it wrong, and I told you both.
You're 18.
The what?
25th of May.
He's 18.
14th
of May. 29th of May.
12th of May. 16th of
I'm
May.
I'm keeping this fiver.
21, 22, 23, 24.
No, honestly,
20,
at this point, you should keep the fiver.
16th of May.
Gareth, tell me what my birthday is so you can have the fiver.
20th of May.
That's right.
I just said that a second ago.
No, that was our show. That was Off Topic, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck off!
We'll be back next week with Gareth. How well do you know Gareth?
I'm sure he just
wins. Got him!
Everyone's terrible for not knowing my birthday.
Okay.
But yeah, that was off topic this week. We'll be back next week with Gareth's. How well do you know Gareth? With Harry, who's now left the studio.
Fuck you!
Will Hill, Gareth Rhodes, and me, Reece Dunn.
We don't even have
any...
my favourite show ever.
See you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye.